This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We're coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, where something quite unusual happened to us June 29, 2008. As we were praying at our corporate prayer meeting, and we were lifted up as a man, the Lord broke in upon us. We had been praying about the election, which was then coming up in November 2008. We were praying about Israel. We were praying about the nations. And the breaking it upon us by the Holy Spirit through the gift of prophecy and even the ministry of the prophet came through me. It was so powerful. And it was almost a rebuke. There is one thing that will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. There is one thing that will help Israel and the world, an awakening to God. We're going to be looking at an awakening in depth and detail that will thrill you. But first, what does it mean to save America? Does it mean that every person in the United States is going to be born again? No. It means to save America as a nation from the judgments of God that are now in the earth, in the nations of the earth, as they are prophesied, and will climax at the judgment seat of the throne of the Lord Jesus Christ, as is recorded in Matthew chapter 25. It is important to know, and there Jesus judged the nations that are on the earth. When he comes back at the end of the tribulation, there will be sheep nations or goat nations based on how they treated his brethren, the Jews. When we finished our broadcast yesterday, Randy Laughlin, who helps me here, he's the technical man, he said, that's the first time I've realized how you know that he's speaking of his brethren, the Jews. Well, it can't be the church. The church wasn't on the earth during the tribulation. It's how they treated the Jews. And here he calls them his brethren in Micah chapter 5. First, it tells that he's going to be born in Bethlehem. It calls him a ruler in Israel. And then it says that his brethren, the Jews, will come home, and that he will stand and feed them and be their ruler. He is the Jews' Messiah. And I'll read you that again, that passage from Micah chapter 5, verse 2, 3, and 4. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Therefore he will give them up until the time that she which travails, that's the nation, has of Israel, it travails until it brings forth the nation of Israel. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travails has brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. And that, of course, is speaking of his ruling during the millennial reign. Now, it is important to know, and he judges them here when he came back in Matthew on how they treated his nation, his brethren, the Jews. It is important to know that the judgment of the nations has to do with many things, but it has most of all to do with how the nations treat Israel and the Jews, the holy nation which was separated by the Lord, through which he would reveal himself to the nations of the world. The future is as bright as God can make it, but from now till then, certain judgments must take place. Some nations, as nations, will go into the millennium, and some will vanish, as the Lord said. I remember when I heard the term Save America in Brother Kenneth E. Hagin's recording, from which the book I Believe in Visions was made. In the 80s, Fleming Revell, a large publisher of Christian books at that time, approached Brother Hagin because they knew that he had a series of visions, that open-eyed visions of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they wanted to print the book. He prayed about whether or not to do it, because we'd printed everything. I worked for him then, and we'd printed everything ourselves. But he prayed, the Lord told him to do it, and he went into a room by himself, and he recorded these visions. I was given the task, the responsibility of watching over those recordings. They were so precious on 7-inch reel tapes. And I remember listening to them and hearing him weep as he relived the visions. Now, this is in the first vision that's recorded, which happened in September 1950. Of course, we all remember that time as when he was preaching in Rockwall, Texas. It rained all day that day. Only a few people came out, about 40 people. And so he gave a short Bible lesson, and then he said, "Let's all pray." He knelt at the on the platform near a folding chair. He heard a voice say, "Come up hither." And we remember that he went from there up to the throne of God, where he saw the rainbow around the throne, the living creatures. But what a lot of people don't remember is that it was preceded by something else. And that something else I'm going to read to you now. He heard the voice say, "Come up hither." And he looked and he saw Jesus standing where the top of the tent should be. I'm reading from his book, I Believe in Jesus. And of course we believe in Jesus. I'm reading his book, I Believe in Visions. "I looked and saw Jesus standing where the top of the tent would be. The tent disappeared. The chairs disappeared. The crowd disappeared. Jesus was standing there and I stood in his presence. He was holding a crown in his hands. This crown was so extraordinarily beautiful that human language cannot begin to describe it. Jesus told me, 'This is a soul winner's crown. This crown is for every one of my children.' And then he told how he speaks to us to go and to witness to others. He said, 'We're so happy to have heaven, but he wants us to invite people to come to heaven with us.' He said, 'I should share my hope with them and invite them to come to heaven with me.' Then Jesus turned and said, 'Let us go down to hell.' We came back down out of heaven and went into hell. He saw all the terrible things there, and he had already seen hell before when he died on April 22nd, 1933. Jesus told me, 'Warn men and women about this place.' And I cried out with tears that I would. He then brought me back to earth. I was kneeling on the platform. I could hear the people praying all around me. About that time, the Holy Spirit came upon me again. It seemed as if a wind were blowing, and I fell flat on my face on the platform. As I lay under the power of God, it seemed as if I were standing high on a plane somewhere in space. I could see for miles and miles around me, just as one can stand on the great plains of the United States and gaze off into the distance for miles. I looked in every direction, but I couldn't see a sign of life. There were no trees, grass, flowers, vegetation of any kind, no birds or animals. I felt so lonely. I was not conscious of my earthly surroundings. As I looked to the west, I saw what appeared to be a tiny dot on the horizon. It was the only moving thing I could see. As I watched, it grew larger and came toward me, taking on shape and form. Soon I could see it was a horse. As it came forward, I could see a man was upon the horse. He was riding toward me at full speed. I could see the reins of the horse's bridle in his right hand, and in his left hand, high above his head, he held a scroll of paper. When the horseman reached me, he pulled on the reins and stopped. I stood on his right. He passed the scroll from his left to his right hand and handed it to me. 'Take and read,' he said. At the top of the page, in big, bold, black print, were the words 'War and Destruction.' I was struck dumb. He laid his right hand on my head and said, 'Read in the name of Jesus Christ.' I began to read what was written on the paper. As I looked, I saw what I would read about. First, I read about thousands upon thousands of men in uniform. Then I looked and saw those men marching, wave after wave of soldiers marching as to war. I looked into the direction they were going. I could see thousands of men marching. He saw women and loved ones, wives and children, weeping as they went. I looked at the scroll again, and I saw a skyscraper of a large city. I saw the skyscrapers were burned-out halls. Portions of the city lay in ruins. It was not written that just one city would be destroyed, burned, and in ruins, but that there would be many. Now, of course, this is written in 1950. It is written before, he had the vision before the Vietnam War. He had the vision before either of the Gulf Wars. He had the vision before what happened on 9/11 in New York City. The scroll was written in the first person and seemed as if Jesus himself were speaking. I read, "America is receiving her last call. Some nations already have received their last call and never will receive another." Then in larger print, it said, "The time of the end of all things is at hand." This statement was repeated 4 or 5 times. Jesus also spoke about a last great revival. All the gifts of the Spirit would be operating. Power of God would be happening. I'm going to skip that part right now till we get to the awakening later. But the Lord said and was written on there were many exhortations to watchfulness, to awaken and pray and not to be deceived. Then I read, "As it was in the days of Noah, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. As I spoke to Noah and said, 'For yet 7 days, I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth.' So today I am speaking and giving America her last warning and call to repentance, and the time that is left is comparable to the last 7 days of Noah's time. Warn this generation, as did Noah his generation, for judgment is about to fall, and these sayings shall be fulfilled. This is the last revival. I am preparing my people for my coming. Judgment is coming, but I will call my people away, even unto myself, before the worst shall come. Be thou faithful, watch and pray, for the time of the end of all things is at hand." And then Brother Hagin writes again sometime later. He was convinced that some of the riots we had in the 60s were a partial fulfillment, but that the total fulfillment of what he saw had not been. And then he says this, "Judgment came and judgment is yet to come. The only thing that can save America from the judgment of God is genuine repentance, a turning to God." Then he was caught on up to the throne of God. This is reported in his book, I Believe in Visions. We'll make this book available to you for $5. I Believe in Visions, if you'll just call us at 1-800-972-3447. And please remember that we're going deeply into the book of Daniel. We're going to look at everything in there and as it applies to the book of Revelation in our School of Eschatology right here on the campus of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We can only take about 200 people, so call today to register. That is necessary. It's April 14 through 27. You can get more information and register by calling 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We're hoping and we're believing that you will be with us. So shalom, shalom, until tomorrow, and we see you next.